أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى
O Prophet, did you see him who turned away from the path of Allah?
وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى
Who gave a little and then stopped. Who gave a little and then stopped.
This alludes to Walid ibn Mughira, one of the prominent chiefs of the Quraysh. He initially felt inclined to accept the Prophet's invitation to embrace Islam. But when one of his friends who was a polytheist came to know of this, he argued strongly against his renouncing his ancestral faith, inquiring if he was afraid of chastisement in the hereafter. If that were the case, he said, Walid should pay him a certain amount of money, and he would be ready to suffer the chastisement in his stead. Walid accepted the offer, choosing thereby not to embrace Islam. Interestingly, Walid paid his friend only a part of the amount he had agreed to, denying him the rest.
Does he have any knowledge of the world beyond the ken of sense perception, and therefore clearly sees the truth? Has he not been informed of what is in the scrolls of Moses?
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى
And of Abraham, who lived up to the trust? Peace be upon them. And of Abraham, who lived up to the trust? Peace be upon them.
The verses that follow contain the gist of the teaching embodied in the scrolls of the prophets Moses and Abraham, peace be upon them.
أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى
That no bearer of a burden shall bear the burden of another. That no bearer of a burden shall bear the burden of another.
The point stressed here is that every person is responsible for whatever he does. The responsibility of one person cannot be placed on any other. Even if a person so wishes, it is not possible for him to assume responsibility for others' actions. Nor can a criminal be absolved of his guilt on the grounds that someone else offers himself to suffer chastisement on his behalf.
وَأَن لَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى
And that man shall have nothing but what he has striven for. And that man shall have nothing but what he has striven for.
This enunciates some basic points regarding the way man will be recompensed in the hereafter. Each person will receive the fruit of his deeds. An obvious corollary of this proposition is that a person will not receive the fruit of anyone else's deeds. Still, another corollary of it is that no one will receive anything in the hereafter unless he has some striving and action to his credit.
And that the result of his striving shall soon be seen. And that he shall then be fully recompensed.
وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ
And that the final end is with your Lord.
وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَىٰ
And that he it is who causes people to laugh and to cry. And that he it is who causes people to laugh and to cry.
That is, in the ultimate, the causes of happiness and grief are traceable to God. Good luck and misfortune all rest with him. None other than he has any power to make or mar destinies.
And that he it is who causes death and grants life. And he it is who created the two kinds, the male and the female.
مِن نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى
From a drop of sperm when it was emitted. And that it was for him to grant the second life. That he it is who bestowed wealth and riches. That he is the Lord of Sirius. That he is the Lord of Sirius.
Sirius, the dog star, is the brightest star in the sky. The people of Egypt and Arabia believed that this star impacted on people's destinies. Hence, Sirius was accepted as one of their deities.
وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى
That he, it is who destroyed the ancient Ad.
وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبْقَى
And Thamud, leaving no trace of them.
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى
And that he, it is who, destroyed the people of Noah before, for they were much given to iniquity and transgression. And he brought perdition upon the subverted cities, and caused them to be covered with that which he covered them with.
The subverted cities refer to the settlements of the people of Lot, peace be upon him. As for the expression, he caused them to be covered with that which he covered them with, presumably refers to the water of the Dead Sea, which spread over the settlements of Lot's people after they were made to cave in the earth. Interestingly, that water continues to cover the area even now.
So which of your Lord's bounties will you doubt?
هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى
This is a warning among the warnings of yore.
أَزِفَتِ الْآزِفَةِ
The imminent hour has drawn near.
لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ كَاشِفَةِ
And none but Allah can avert it.
أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ
Will you then wonder at this?
وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ
Will you laugh at it rather than weep?
وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ
Will you occupy yourselves simply in merriment?
فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا
Prostrate yourselves before Allah and serve Him.